Psalm 107.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. For He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul He fills with good things.
Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. So He bowed their hearts down with hard labor. They fell down with none to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and burst their bonds apart. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. For He shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron.
Some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities suffered affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He sent out His word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of His deeds in songs of joy.
Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, His wondrous works in the deep. For He commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven, they went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled and staggered like drunken men and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and He brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. Let them extol Him in the congregation of the people, and praise Him in the assembly of the elders.
He turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salty waste, because of the evil of its inhabitants. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water, and there He lets the hungry dwell, and they establish a city to live in. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By His blessing they multiply greatly, and He does not let their livestock diminish. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, evil, and sorrow, He pours contempt on princes and makes them wander in trackless wastes. But He raises up the needy out of affliction and makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness shuts its mouth. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord.
Today's devotion. Bless the name of the Lord. Psalm 107 is written for the redeemed, those whom God has saved and brought back from all corners of the earth. Though they came from different backgrounds and situations, they shared the same identity. They were redeemed by the Lord. Therefore, the psalmist calls upon all believers, those redeemed by God, to give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and to praise His name. In Israel's early history, the redeemed referred to God's people delivered out of Egypt. Later, after Israel was exiled to Babylon, the redeemed became those whom God brought back from captivity. The background of this psalm is precisely that period of exile. God was restoring songs of praise to his people, and the psalmist describes four kinds of hardships that the redeemed experienced, along with how God delivered them. 1. Those wandering in the wilderness, verse 4-5. Wandering in the wilderness speaks of being in a state without a home, helpless and vulnerable. In Israel's history, the wilderness symbolized rebellion and turning away from God. The exile felt like a second wilderness experience. When the redeemed were hungry, thirsty, and faint, would they once again sin against God as before? 2. Those imprisoned, verse 10-12. Darkness, the shadow of death, and being bound in chains could describe literal prisoners, but it could also refer to anyone spiritually enslaved. Their suffering came because they rebelled against God's word, and they endured affliction as a result. In their helplessness, would they cry out to God for deliverance? 3. The foolish who suffered illness, verse 17-18. Verse 20 speaks of God's healing, implying that this third group were the foolish ones who had fallen sick. Their pain, loss of appetite, and nearness to death were consequences of sin and guilt that even affected their physical health. In the midst of their anguish, would they call upon God for healing? 4. Those at sea, verse 23-27. Some went out on the sea in ships, doing business on the mighty waters. This points to those who found themselves in overwhelming and uncontrollable circumstances. In ancient times, the sea symbolized terror, chaos, and even death, something beyond human control. These people staggered like drunkards, their wisdom useless against the storm. Would they cry out to God for rescue? The answer is yes. In every situation of distress, the redeemed cried out to the Lord. Again and again, the psalm repeats, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress." The result of calling upon God was his deliverance, and the reason he rescued them was because of his steadfast love and mercy. With his mighty hand, he saves every one of his beloved people. Our response, then, is to join together in thanksgiving, to testify and proclaim God's salvation, so that all may see how great his works truly are. Brothers and sisters, when we look back, I believe each of us has, in one way or another, lived as the redeemed. Perhaps we wandered in the wilderness, struggled in darkness, battled with illness, or endured fiery trials. Yet we have come through, because of whom? After walking through such difficulties, have we taken time to ponder deeply the steadfast love of the one who works wonders? May we truly rejoice and praise his name for his unfailing love that endures forever. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we offer you our sacrifice of thanksgiving, rejoicing and proclaiming the splendor of your works. Our hearts rise to bless and exalt you, for you are the God full of love, grace, and mercy. To you be glory, praise, and power forever and ever. Amen.